The scripture reading this morning is Luke 8, verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God.
Jacob, if I knock this over, I am so sorry. So this morning, Shirley came up and said, "Hey, what's the scripture reading?" And I said, "Here you go." And she goes, "That's it?" I said, "Yes. But now here's the thing. This scripture reading has so much meaning behind it." And now that we're entering into spring, or really kind of midway through spring, and we're having some summer weather, I'm sure some of you guys are now out planting. I'm sure some of the kids are now going to be planting, right? Well, this past week, Amelia had a really rough morning. And I said, "You know what? We're going to do something different. We're going to go out and we're going to plant." Those of you who know me, I can't usually keep plants alive. But we're trying our best. This year, my goal is to show Amelia that we can keep plants alive. And with that, not only the literal plants, but that we can keep our faith alive with the right components, I'm going to say. So, as you can tell with the scripture reading, it said, "This is the meaning of the parable." So you're going, "Okay, cool. What parable?" We're talking about plants. Anyone have a guess? Sower. There we go. So that is really what we're talking about here, is the seed that we are sowing is the gospel. It's the word of God. And how many times are we really doing this? How many times and how are we sowing this seed? And whose soil is ready for that seed as well? Now, if you look back at the actual parable, which we will be doing tonight, once again, tonight, relevant, 5:30, we'll actually be reading the whole parable, not just this one scripture verse. You're going to see that it's not about the seed. Nothing is wrong with the seed that is sown. It's the soil in which the seed is put into. What is your soil like? What is the soil of our communities, of our families? What is our hearts like? Is our heart ready and prepared to hear the word of God? And are we prepared to share the word of God as well? You see, we are like that sower, where we can spread the word of God, but how are you spreading it? Who are you spreading this to? And are you preparing the people who you are talking to about God's word to receive this seed as well? You know, it's one of those things where we can try our best to plant something, and sometimes it doesn't grow. And sometimes we have no control over that, and we understand that. But what can you do to prepare that person for hearing the word of God? You can pray for them. Pray for their hearts to be open. Pray for their hearts to be receptive of the word of God. And now, it's one of those things where we can try our best to prepare the soil. But really what we need to do is we need to sow the seed. In the Congregational Church, we are called to be ministers. You don't need a degree, but you do need to know the word of God to be able to share the word of God with others. You need to be fed and watered and have the seed planted in you already to share the seed, to share the word of God. Now, this is where it gets tough. Sometimes the seed won't take root. Sometimes it will take root, but it will be amongst the rocks. Now, if you try to plant seeds in rocky soil, where's that moisture? Where's that water coming from getting into the roots? It's not there. And what happens with that? They wither and they die. Now, what happens if, you know, you have this perfect soil, this soil, I shouldn't say perfect, perfect's not the right word, good soil. And what you're doing is you're planting it, but you know what else is growing there? The thorns, the weeds. They're going to choke out the plants that you are growing. Now, they're going to form roots, right? But the world's going to come around, and it's going to snatch away the word of God from this person's hearts. Which means that we have to be prepared for this, which means that you have to share the word more than once. You have to share, and you have to be prepared for that. And you might be wondering, you know, how can this be? How can you have good soil? You need to examine yourself before you can share the word. Examine yourself. We can't help others develop their soil and spread the word of God until you know what's truly in your heart as well. Help, or not help, but let the Holy Spirit help you to examine what is in your heart. Get rid of those thorns. Get rid of those that rocky ground. Help prepare and till that soil for the growth. And a big thing with this is be at church. And this is a big thing, especially for our kids and the families today, is, well, we're called to share the word of God, to share the gospel. We need to be equipped to do so. In order to be equipped to do so, you need to be fed. You need to be watered by the Holy Spirit. You need to be fed by the word of God. As an example, you do not want me to be your surgeon. Well, I've had numerous knee surgeries, and I can tell you all the different parts of the knee. You do not want me to walk in and go, hey, guess what? Operating on your knee today. Run. Don't let me do that. I'm not qualified to do that. So before you go out and share the word, you have to be fed. You have to be equipped to do so. So come to church. Be fed. We are an equipping center. And what that means is you come in, you learn about God, you learn about the word, you are watered, you are fed by the Holy Spirit, the word of God, and then you can go out and say, guess what? This is who God is. This is what God has done in my life. And you want to know what? I want to share him with you. That's how we can do this. And now everyone is different. Every soil is different. Every preparation of how to share the gospel, how to share the word of God is different as well. Some people might be okay with you walking up to them going, guess what? God loves you. Let's go. I'm hoping that happens. They, number one, go with you. They don't call the cops. But they want to learn. A lot of times it is coming alongside of them and saying, I want to talk to you about something, but let's have a coffee. Let's talk. You know what? Let's just be together, and slowly you can actually introduce the word of God to them. They're going to be more receptive a lot of times than, hey, guess what? How's it going? But some people might react better to that as well. And that's something that we have to learn about people and about the soil of their hearts as well. The last thing that I really want to talk about here before we go, because I know we're almost up with time as well, is it's not only our soil we'd look out for in sharing the gospel with others. It's also raising up the future generations and making sure that their soil is prepared. That's one thing that I try to do with Amelia, is I try to introduce and really talk about God with her. If you're in my car at any point, there's a good chance that Christian music's playing. If you're at my house and I don't have like anything on the background, there's going to be music playing, and it's going to be Christian music, and we sing about God. We talk about God. We pray over her at night, so that way she hears us praying to God, not only for what is happening in the world, but also over her. We can't make the seed grow. Only God and the individual can help grow it together, but we can help spread the seed and pray that it falls on their heart and that their heart is ready to receive this. Something else we can do is get kids excited for God. As you can tell, when I came out here this morning, it was, guess what, guys? It's Children's Sunday. We're doing Vacation Bible School. We're trying to get kids excited for God. We're trying to get them excited to know who God is and to want to be here. We need to do this in our communities as well. Do this with your families, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbors. Get them excited for who God is and what he's been doing in their lives. And this is a tough one. We should answer their questions. Kids can ask some of the weirdest questions around, but a lot of times, that's how they learn. That's how they are processing what they're hearing about. Answer their questions or direct them to someone who can answer their questions. There was a cartoon once that was a child sitting in front of the Sunday school teacher saying, did Adam and Eve have a belly button? They're going to ask questions like these, guys. So you have to be prepared for the darndest things that are going to come out of their mouth as well. But be ready to say, you know what? Let's investigate this together. Let's look at this together. You know what? Let's go talk with the pastor. Let's go talk to people at church about this. Let's find out what this answer is together. They're going to ask questions. That's their way of almost of having faith take root in their heart, right? Of that word of God taking root in their heart. They want to investigate what's going on. Answer the questions or help them to find the answers to the questions. And last is, of course, bring them to church for Sunday school, but also to see others and to fellowship with others their own age. Today was a really rough day with the amount of kids that weren't able to be here. But when our like beginner's class is full of kids, when we have kids in K through 3 and 4 through 6 or 4th and up, really, you can see the joy of being together in their classrooms, learning about God together and seeing other Christians their age. They realize they're not alone in this world of growing up where everyone else is telling you, oh no, don't listen to that. You don't have to go to church. Sports are more important. They're here saying, no, we're here together and we're excited about learning about God and who he is. Bring them to church. Let them fellowship with others. This will help them to grow in their faith as well. So I encourage you to plant the seed, to make sure your soil, your heart is prepared as well, and help to spread the word of God to everyone, especially to our younger generations. Let us pray.